This Roto Report is brought to you by Absolute Zero Web Designs. If you're looking for a trusted partner to build you an awesome website, then call Jay Goodman at 330-721-4600 or check them out online at absolute0.net. OIC rears its ugly head once again. Only in Cleveland can you have two athletes, two star athletes, one from the Browns, one from the Cavaliers, going at each other as opposed to supporting each other in a city where they haven't won a championship from any of the teams since 1964. Josh Gordon and Kyrie Irving going at each other on Twitter over comments that Josh Gordon said when he was on ESPN's First Take back at the end of March about Dion Waiters and how he and Dion live in the same building, I guess. And he talked about it with Dion, about Dion and Kyrie not getting together, and when he was asked about maybe one of the two having to be traded in order for it to work out, Josh Gordon said, "I'm not opposed to that. It might play out better." And then Kyrie Irving upset with those comments from Josh Gordon, and Kyrie Irving's upset with the comments that Brian Windhorst made in a recent interview on a blog. So you've got two athletes who are really the faces of each team right now. Josh Gordon, an all-pro wide receiver last year, and Kyrie Irving, the all-star MVP this year, going at each other. And Kyrie, you know what? Josh Gordon, we've seen him act like this before, and he's had some issues off the field, and those are still concerning to me. So for him to come out and say these things and make a big deal out of this is not surprising to me. But for Kyrie, I'm a little surprised that he's reacted the way he has to both Josh Gordon and to Brian Windhorst. And when you look at Kyrie Irving, this is a guy that is an all-star caliber player. Is he somebody that the Cavaliers can build their entire organization around? That is still up for debate right now. There's still question marks surrounding that, but he is arguably the best player the Cavaliers have. And when you're the first overall pick in the draft, you're going to get some backlash if your team doesn't make the playoffs for the third consecutive year, especially in a year when a lot of us, myself included, expected the Cavaliers to get to the playoffs, expected Kyrie Irving to make that next step, that big jump in year number three to elite player in the league, just not an all-star caliber player on a bad basketball team. Now, in fairness to Kyrie, when you look at this team, I mean, they fired Byron Scott at the end of last year. They bring in Mike Brown for the second go-around. They drafted Anthony Bennett, who's given them absolutely nothing this year. They didn't have an impactful free agent signing. They fired the general manager in the middle of the season. They have no legit small forward. The Andrew Bynum situation blew up, and that was just awful from the get-go. So when you look at it from Kyrie's standpoint, I can understand why he's frustrated based on what's happened this season and some of the things that are being said about him. But on the flip side of things with Kyrie, when you're the number one pick, this comes with the territory. I mean, you've been injured a lot. The numbers are down when you look at points per game and the shooting percentages this year. He doesn't make players around him better. He still doesn't play defense on a regular basis. He is a diva, whether he wants to admit it or not, or the Cavaliers want to admit it or not. He has diva tendencies and qualities. And the question is still hanging over the entire organization as to whether or not he and Dion Waiters can play together. Both are ball-dominant guards. I've said from day one, I don't think they can. They can't be on the floor at the same time because they both need the ball to be effective. So I know Kyrie's frustrated and everything, and there are the pluses and the minuses as to maybe the way he's looking at it and the way we're looking at it. But if you're Kyrie Irving, you've got to be more mature than this. You can't get into a Twitter fight with another player from another team in town. You've got to take the high road. If you want to be a superstar in this league, you've got to learn how to handle yourself, and he hasn't handled himself the right way. As far as what his future holds, He could have come out numerous times. I know Jason Lloyd from the Akron Beacon Journal asked him a couple of times, and he could have come out and told Jason when he was asked that, you know what, I'm staying in Cleveland. I don't want to go anywhere else. I can't wait to sign that long-term contract. He is yet to do that, so that is why there is the debate. There are question marks surrounding Kyrie Irving as to whether or not he will stay in Cleveland, whether or not he will sign that max contract if the Cavaliers offer it to him this offseason. If I'm Kyrie Irving, with how brittle I've been since high school through college and into the NBA, I'm signing that max contract. I'm getting my money in case I get hurt. I can always force their hand and make them trade me at a later date. Look at what Ray Allen did with the Seattle Sonics. He ends up in Boston, wins a championship, and then goes to the Miami Heat and wins a championship there. So if I'm Kyrie, I sign the long-term max contract this offseason, and I put this all to rest. All the questions, all the negative comments, all the concerns will go away if he signs that contract in the offseason. So will he do that? Don't know. Until he does, there are still going to be questions surrounding Kyrie as to whether or not he wants to stay in Cleveland. My advice to Kyrie is to man up, quit the Twitter wars with Flash Gordon, and just go play basketball for the remaining four games. And then, if you want it to all go away, sign that contract in the offseason when it's offered to you. If you want to go away, then don't sign that contract, and the Cavaliers will look to trade you instead of Dion Waiters. There's your Rotary Report, and it was brought to you by the innovative minds in web designs at AbsoluteZero.net. Need a website built? Call today, 330-721-4600, and tell them the Roadman sent you. And until next time, keep it real, C-Town.